USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed more than 400,000 deaths from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The country has averaged more than 3,200 deaths a day for the last 7 days, as Tuesday became the first day since New Year's Day that there are less than 200,000 new infections reported. At a memorial service for those lives lost to the pandemic, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said it's a time for the nation to grieve and to heal together.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost. A grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world. A parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, said those troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home. But we're in very close coordination also within our organization. We're kind of a family in the National Guard. We grow up together, we work together, and we keep an eye on each other. And if there's any indications, we immediately address it through the chain of command or law enforcement, the appropriate level of agency.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
President Trump made his farewell address to the nation Tuesday, telling the country that the best is yet to come, and that the movement he started is only just beginning.
Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish, our people will be prosperous, our traditions will be cherished, and our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Don Sutton has died. Sutton spent most of his 23 years in the major leagues with the L.A. Dodgers, becoming a four-time All-Star and winning more than 300 games. After his playing days came to an end, Sutton spent more than a quarter of a century in the booth as an analyst for the Atlanta Braves radio and TV broadcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.